woman as the culprit of the original sin. According to Jewish and Christian traditions, so-called Israeliad, the devil first deceived woman, Eve, and then, through her, convinced Adam to disobey God's orders. According to most Christian denominations, because of this sin, which is called the original sin, and which is the first sin of humankind, women have been described as the gateway of Satan to humankind. And thus, for centuries, they have been damned as the source of wickedness and seduction. Even though Christian theologies believe in the original sin is based on the Old Testament's book of Genesis, it has been the New Testament's book of Romans that has shaped the belief in an inherited sin. According to this belief, Adam's first sin is inherited by all his children, who are thus born with this sin. The only salvation from this situation lies in the intermediation of Jesus. The church narrative concerning the fall, which began with Adam's sin, is merged with the narrative concerning the crucifixion of Jesus, having atoned for the sins of humanity. This belief is one of the basic elements of the Christian creed according to the majority of Christian sects. On the other hand, Jewish and Islamic theologians have opposed the belief in an inherited sin. However, the important issue for our discussion is not the inheritance of the original sin, but whether or not the first sin was born from a woman's seduction of man or not. Because the belief that woman should be subjected to man's continuous guardianship and that she is a potential evil is supported through a reference to this faith. Similar to the Christian faith, Jewish faith also contends that this sin resulted from a woman's culpability. The Quran, on the other hand, does not take the same stand on this issue. And even though the fall from paradise is confirmed by the Quran, responsibility for this incident is not attributed only to woman, but to both Adam and his wife. In the Quran, it is stated that the devil deceived both Adam and his wife, not the woman alone. Surah Baqarah, verse 36, is one of the verses stating this. But the devil caused them both to stumble therein, and thus brought about the loss of their former state. And so we said, down with you, some of you enemies of one another, and you will have a residence on earth and enjoyment for a while. The Quran never refers solely to the woman or Adam's wife for this sin. The Quran's narration of Adam and his wife and the fall is told almost always concerning Adam, not his wife. And there are verses in which the sole reference is to Adam, like the Surah Taha. Surah Taha 120 and 121. But Satan whispered unto him, saying, O Adam, shall I lead you to the tree of life eternal, and to a kingdom that will never decay? And so the two ate from it. Thereupon they became conscious of their nakedness, and began to cover themselves with the leaves of the garden. Thus Adam disobeyed his Lord and fell. As can be seen, the 120th verse of the Surah Taha states that the devil whispered to Adam, while the 121st verse mentions only Adam and not his wife. The text of the Quran offers no possibility for attributing the responsibility for this sin only to women. Even though Muslims reject Christianity's concept of inherited sin, and the Quran states that it was not the woman who seduced the man. If it had not been for Eve, women would never have betrayed their husbands. Hadith, which is considered to be authentic, confirms what the Quran rejects openly. With this hadith, Adam's wife is shown as the responsible site for the first sin, and the transmission of a sin committed by a certain sex to its later generations is approved. Not only aren't these claims present in the text of the Quran, but they are in total contradiction with it, since it is impossible for the Prophet to make statements contradicting the Quran. This phrase, which is quoted from the Prophet Muhammad in most of the canonized hadith books, is undoubtedly an insult towards the Prophet. It is clear that some Muslim scholars, influenced by Israiliyat, have adopted this approach that is not confirmed by the Quran and presented it as Islam. They accused women of being the sole culprit for the expulsion of humankind from paradise and deemed it necessary for them to be placed under the guardianship of man to prevent them from leading humanity astray. The erroneous narration of an event at the beginning of everything did not just lead to a misrepresentation of history, but it also provided an excuse for those who were trying to subject women to men.